Gandhi's transformation from a painfully shy lawyer with constitutional shyness to the father of modern nonviolence reveals a profound truth. Sensitivity can become a revolutionary asset. His trembling hands and blurred vision during public speaking eventually taught him the economy of words, a precision that would later inspire millions. This journey illuminates the central premise that what many consider a liability in activism might actually be our greatest strength. As burnout rates among justice advocates reach epidemic levels, we're witnessing a crucial shift away from the dominant warrior activist model. 6 out of 10 sensitive people burn out during social justice work, with 90% experiencing multiple burnouts requiring months or years of recovery. This isn't sustainable. Yet sensitive individuals are conscientious and idealistic. 96% feel responsibility about social justice issues, and 8 out of 10 have engaged in activism despite the personal toll. What if our greatest social movements need not just warriors, but also healers, thinkers, and bridge builders? What if sustainable change requires the very qualities sensitive people naturally possess? Deep empathy, careful observation, and thoughtful consideration. The world desperately needs more sensitive souls in the movement for change, not despite their sensitivity, but because of it. Ancient Indo-European societies balanced two leadership types: warrior kings who acted swiftly, and priestly advisors who observed and generated wisdom. Today's social justice movements need both energies, yet we've overly prioritized the warrior approach. Our cultural bias toward assertive personalities has created movements that mirror the problems they oppose. We've entered an age of anger, with declining empathy. College students now show less empathy than 75% of their 1979 counterparts. Social media further amplifies outrage and polarization. Research shows nonviolent approaches are twice as effective for creating lasting change. Martin Luther King Jr. emphasized that nonviolence seeks friendship and understanding with the opponent to create the beloved community. Though this path is challenging, sensitive individuals possess crucial qualities for our times. We bring intuition and careful observation, seeing what others miss. Our ability to understand people deeply, perceive multiple perspectives, and consider both historical context and future implications makes these priestly advisor traits essential for our fractured world. When Michelle Nichols told Martin Luther King Jr. she wished to march with civil rights protesters, he replied, "You don't understand. You are marching," through her groundbreaking role as Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. This exchange challenges the activist ideal that demands advocates be fearless and completely self-sacrificing, a mindset that's created a culture where self-care is viewed as weakness. Studies show activists who completely subordinate personal needs often abandon their cause when burnout strikes. True resilience isn't about bouncing back quickly, but maintaining core purpose despite changed circumstances. Research confirms that self-compassion strengthens activism. Those who practice it feel more competent, assert themselves effectively, and maintain stronger commitment. Sensitive advocates can make meaningful contributions through writing, teaching, art, or relationship building rather than confrontation. Building resilience means naming our feelings, challenging false narratives, and rewriting endings in empowering ways. While eustress can be healthy, distress damages our well-being. By facing our fears rather than suppressing them, we can rewire our brains and strengthen our sense of purpose. Social movements thrive when different temperaments collaborate. Priestly advisors need warrior activists to create space for quieter work while fighting louder battles. Working with less sensitive colleagues can be challenging, yet this friction, when based on mutual respect, sharpens our ideas. While I remain sensitive to criticism, these partnerships have helped me become more decisive about what deserves my emotional energy. The concept of Ubuntu, I am because you are, highlights our interdependence. Our causes advance when we focus on fighting systemic injustice rather than dwelling on differences. While social media has amplified movements like hashtag MeToo and Black Lives Matter, its impersonal nature limits meaningful dialogue. Your impact may be greater through direct, personal connection. History shows that social change often comes from unexpected places. Richard and Mildred Loving sparked nationwide change in 1967 when their Supreme Court case struck down interracial marriage bans. They simply wanted to marry legally in Virginia. Change happens through everyday actions, hiring decisions, mentoring underrepresented groups, teaching fairness, or improving working conditions. Impact also comes from breaking barriers, as Jackie Robinson and Sally Rye demonstrated. The Haudenosaunee Confederation teaches us to consider future generations in our decisions. Small actions ripple outward, like Sikandar Jatak educating his daughter Khalida Brohi, who later fought against honor killings in Pakistan. Your social justice path requires courage and authenticity. As Howard Thurman advised, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and go do it, because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Breaking conventional activism requires courage, especially for sensitive souls. Colombia's peace campaign demonstrates this. Advertising expert Jose Miguel Sokoloff used Christmas lights and river messages to convince FARC guerrillas to demobilize, helping end decades of conflict. Art powerfully affects social change, as shown by El Teatro Campesino giving voice to farm workers during the United Farm Workers strike. Art activates multiple brain regions, strengthening neural connections and shaping identity and empathy. This explains why music reduces stress and trauma, while fiction increases empathy. Sensitivity and creativity intertwine deeply. As Pearl S. Buck noted, the truly creative mind in any field is no more than this, a human creature born abnormally, inhumanly sensitive. When artists join movements, they become part of a culture of resistance. In our era of declining social capital, relational activism, building relationships for social good, drives change. Daryl Davis, a Black musician who convinced dozens of KKK members to leave through friendship, demonstrates how personal connections transform worldviews. Face-to-face interaction reduces prejudice 94% of the time, and sensitive people excel at this work through their listening skills and thoughtful questioning. The journey towards social justice often begins with hope, then confronts harsh realities. For sensitive people, trying to match an idealized activist image leads to burnout. True activism means aligning actions with our authentic characteristics and sensitivities. This requires honest self-reflection about who we are and valuing our own well-being alongside others. The women's suffrage movement demonstrates how change requires generational persistence. From Lucretia Mott to Elizabeth Cady Stanton to Susan B. Anthony, the path to the 19th Amendment took 72 years. Hope, especially vital for sensitive people, is an active choice we make regardless of visible results. When cultivated, it helps us create specific visions for change. The world needs sensitive empaths who are sustainable and authentic. Your unique gifts may lead to unexpected roles in social justice work, and that uniqueness is your true value. In a world that celebrates warriors, be the priestly advisor who brings wisdom and healing.